Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Anna and I are on our way to our eldest son's former house in Auburn to carry out a simple chore: remove the hoses from the wall where the washer once was. The house is being sold, and we have been helping Joshua prep the home for the new owners. On the way, the conversation circulates around all the various tasks we've undertaken at the dwelling over the last couple of months. Nothing is ever simple, I say. It seems like the smallest of errands always turn into ordeals. Anna doesn't argue. She is well acquainted with the ferociously quick turns events can take when trying to get something done. The two of us have often doubled up on a project around the house or car or yard, only to have circumstances decompose to the point we are herniating our tempers in no time. I know how things can go, Anna replies, but this really shouldn't take very long. It's just unscrewing a couple of hoses. Ah, yes. It was just taking out the trash before the bag ripped open as I hoisted it into the dumpster. It was just chopping carrots before Anna cut open her hand. It was just moving a couch before a disc slipped in my back. It was just trimming the hedge before engaging with a wasp nest. Nothing is simple. Things that should be simple. Sometimes it is unforeseen circumstances like the wasp nest ambush or the trash bag hemorrhage. Sometimes it is our own human frailty or ineptitude, like injuring ourselves during the course of the task or forgetting a key component of the endeavor. And sometimes, perhaps causing the most agitation, the product being used malfunctions or the receptacle of our attention refuses to be repaired. As to the latter element, I offer this example. Anna and I recently were replacing a ceiling fan in the house when we encountered a screw that absolutely refused to budge. All eviction efforts had failed. We came to the conclusion that the installers of said ceiling fan must have used some industrial-strength professional tool to secure the screw. Without a similar device, extraction was proving impossible. On a side note, I have a quick plea to professional installers, repair personnel, mechanics, and other similar field specialists. For safety reasons, I know there are certain standards that must be upheld, but for the love of layman's ligaments, please leave the minutest bit of give for those of us following you years down the road when the product must be uninstalled or repaired. Much of the time, simple jobs are rendered practically impractical. So Anna and I arrive at our destination and assess the situation. Both of us try to loosen the hoses by hand to no avail. "Well, I guess we'll need a wrench," Anna surmised. "Did you bring the toolbox?" With a blank stare, I reply, "I thought you brought it." Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.